Blog Talk Radio.
Lord, and good morning this morning to you. You're listening to Fresh Manna Sunday Morning Devotional. We're so glad that you've taken the time to join us for prayer and devotional on this morning. I am Apostle Loretta Williams. Amen. Praise God. And we are going to have a great time on this morning. Sharing with you, if God be for us, who can stand against us? Amen. Our scripture, main scripture text is 1 Chronicles 19 and 13. Be of good courage and let us behave ourselves valiantly for our people and for the cities of our God, and let the Lord do that which is good in his sight. Amen. Here in America, we know that we have elections coming up. Amen. Praise God for not only the chief commander, which is our president, but for other representatives of our nation statewide. Amen. Praise God. And I tell you what, amen. Praise God. We need to be of good courage. And as Christian believers, we don't need to get caught and saying a bunch of negative stuff, because we have the power over all the works of the enemy, over all darkness. And we, as the people of God, we can pray for our nation. We can pray amen, for our cities, our communities, amen, praise God, and let the Lord do that which is good in his sight. Oh, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. Most of us, we've acquired some enemies at some point in our lives, from the bullies at school to the coworkers and those in management in our places of employment. And sometimes it may even be our own family members and close friends and associates who seek to discourage and humiliate us so we give up and quit. But today, I'm reminded of the word of the Lord that it is better to serve God than man. Put not your confidence in man, but in the Lord. Now, I want you to understand me. I'm not saying that you don't trust people. Amen. In our lifetimes, we're going to have to be able to trust somebody. And trust is something that you earn. That's what I tell my children, my family members. You just don't give trust away. It is something is to have the trust of a friend, to have the trust of a spouse, to have the trust of a loved one. Amen. Praise God. It means that you earned that, that you did something or you have proven yourself of value to that individual, to have the trust of your employer, your boss, your supervisor. It means that your workmanship, amen, your standards, your ethics is above reproach. Because as soon as you lose that, amen, then you lose the trust. So, amen, we have to work and earn individuals' trust. But with God, amen, we can trust in the Lord because his word is true. It will not return unto him void, but it will go forth and accomplish that which it is sent to do. He sends forth his word. Amen, on our behalf. And he told us to speak his word. He said, the word is not thee, even in thy mouth. So, amen, praise God. We can trust in the Lord who is the creator of heaven and earth. And we stand upon his word. Listen to what I'm saying. Stand on the word of God, regardless of what it may seem like, whatever situation, circumstance that you may be going through. I want you to stand on the word of God, knowing that with God, all things are possible. Even though it may seem to be impossible, God can work it out. Amen. The Lord can fix it. The Lord is able to make a way out of no way. And that's our topic on this morning. If God be for us, who can stand against us? Even when the doctor tells you there's no cure, even when the lawyer says that your case is hopeless and there's nothing he could do. Amen. Praise God. Even when friends tell you that you'll never get married or nobody, amen, you're getting too old, and you're never going to find a spouse. Or even sometimes people say things like you're getting too old to have children. Or, amen, praise God, you're not going to be able to get the kind of job that you want to have. It just all of these negative things, we need to put it under our feet, and we need to trust in God. And not only that, trust in yourself. Trust in your capabilities. Trust in who God made you to be, knowing that you're unique, knowing that you're special, and knowing that God is with you. I'm going to pray right now for all of those that are listening that, amen, we will learn how to not allow other people to persuade us, amen, in negative thinking, that we will always, amen, seek the higher power, which is Almighty, that we will acknowledge him in all our ways so he can direct our path. As in Joshua said, amen, if we meditate on these things day and night, we shall have good success. Heavenly Father, we thank you right now for every listener in Jesus' mighty name. And we ask in his name, Lord, that we be reminded constantly of your goodness and your mercy, that we will remember where you have brought us from in the past. Amen, praise God. So we have to look forward to a bright future in Jesus' name. Do not allow the spirits of discouragement and frustration to overtake us. anxiety or worry, because we want to put our confidence in you, knowing that with God, all things are possible. We don't want to continue, Lord, to look back and allow the past to dictate our lives, because we're living in the present and not the past. And therefore, amen, we have the power to change our future. We have the power, amen, to correct those things that were wrong generations before or about generations behind us, oh God. So we're asking right now that every generational curse be broken and destroyed in our lives, that we can proceed down the path that you have set for us and have good success from the youngest in our family to the oldest, dear God, that we will stay focused on the plan that you have for our lives, knowing that our lives are in good, capable hands, and we will not fail, but we'll have good success as long as we continue to put our confidence and trust in you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Well, right now I'm going to play our first selection for this morning. It's by Donnie Mitchell. Amen. And the album, God bless you.
Said, come here, my son.
Amen. Praise God. The Lord is on our side. Amen. This is Apostle Loretta Williams, and you're listening to Sunday Morning Prayer and Devotional. Amen. On Fresh Manna Blog Talk Radio. I'd like for you to join us also on Tuesdays for Strengthening the Family, Wednesday for Shalom, Health, and Wellness, and Thursday for our online Bible study preview. Those 3 days at 10:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Amen. Right here on Blog Talk Radio. Want you to be a part of our weekday ministry, as well as we have early morning glory prayer every Monday through Friday through the weekdays at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. 1 hour of prayer, 1 hour of power and deliverance. You will be strengthened and you will be encouraged. And the number to call for the Oasis Worship Center teleconference line is 712-775-7031. Access code 206-594-156#. And you can find all of this information on Facebook, and you can go to Apostle Loretta Williams timeline, or also on Google+. So praise God, we hope that you will join us for early morning glory prayer Monday through Friday, and for our freshman or weekday programs Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, right here on Blog Talk Radio at 10:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Well, we want to encourage and strengthen you on this morning and continue talking about our topic, amen, if God be for us, who can be against us? In the book of Joshua 24:15, Joshua was reminding the Israelites. He said, if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose ye this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your father served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Let me tell you something. Amen. Praise God. You don't want to be wishy-washy, lukewarm, sometimes up and sometimes down. You want to choose God, amen, praise God, and you want to stick with it, amen, praise God. We have a lot of people that the only time they choose God is when they're in trouble or when they're in a situation that they seem to not be able to find any other source or exit. Then they choose God. But you ought to choose him because you are freely wanting to serve the Lord with your whole heart, mind, body, and soul. Amen. Not because it's mandatory, but because God has been good to you. Amen. Praise God. That's what Joshua was reminding the children of Israel when he told them, amen, to remember where God had brought them from. Amen. Not to go back to the gods that they were serving, amen, in bondage while they were slaves in Egypt. No, choose the Creator who brought you out. Choose the Creator who brought the plagues upon Egypt so that Pharaoh had to let you go. Choose the God of your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Choose the God that brought down the walls of Jericho. Hallelujah. Choose the God, amen, praise God, that has defeated your enemies, amen, praise God, and brought you into a land, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, flowing with milk and honey. Oh, thank you, God. This is what we forget a lot of times, where God has brought us from, how he picked us up, how he turned us around, how he brought us out of situations that almost seemed hopeless, how we were once sinners, but we are now saved by grace. Oh, if God be for us, who can stand against us? Don't worry about those people, amen, that are always trying to pull you down or find fault with you, whether they're at work, or even sometimes they may be in the church where you belong to. We have people that go to church that are not serving the one true God. A lot of people go to church, amen, praise God, as a social entertainment. They go there, amen, to be seen. They go there to hold positions, but their heart is not right with God. Everybody that attends church is not a Christian. Everybody that attends church, amen, is not always delivered and set free from the yoke of sin. And therefore, that's why they say and they do things that's unholy, ungodly, and not righteous before God. But you, amen, praise God, and I, we know who God is. He said, amen, in his word, that we are a peculiar people. Amen, praise God. We're unique. We're special. We don't have to try to be like anybody else. Just be who God created you to be. And remember, amen, praise God, when the enemy come against you like a flood, you can stand proudly and say, I belong to the Lord. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Oh, thank you, Jesus. In Psalms 118:6, it says, the Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? Well, I tell you what, man can do a lot of things, but one thing he cannot do, he cannot destroy your soul. Oh, he may destroy this physical body. Yes, amen, you can be hurt. You can be wounded. You can even be afflicted. But only God has power over your soul. Your soul belongs to the Creator. But you have to make a decision where you're going to spend eternity. I choose to spend eternity with the Lord. I choose to freely worship him. The Bible says those that worship him must worship him, spirit and in truth. So I want to encourage you on this morning to serve the Lord with gladness, to serve him with your whole heart. Do not allow the enemy to cause you to be discouraged and frustrated and turn your heart away from God. Oh, do not allow the things that you're going through or the things that people may do to you to cause your faith to waver in God. God is faithful. Has he not said it? Will he not do it? Trust in the Lord with your whole heart and lean not to your own understanding. I'm going to present to you our closing selection by Fred Hammond, Free to Worship. We live in a place, amen, praise God, in a country that we have the freedom to worship. This album is by Fred Hammond. I pray that you would enjoy it. Amen.
Dance with me if you want to. Dance with me if you want to. Praise with me if you want to. Come and sing with me if you want to. Won't you sing with me if you want to. Everybody. Time.